Hello, and welcome to another bonus episode of the Holistic Trauma Healing Podcast that is exclusively available to you as a Circle member. These episodes are a deeper dive down the holistic trauma healing rabbit hole. You will find yourself challenged, empowered, inspired, and maybe even a little bit uncomfortable. But remember, we're getting to the root of how trauma has affected every aspect of your existence, and that's not always quick or easy. By being part of the Trauma Healer Circle, you are already consciously creating your best possible reality and weaving a new web of life that isn't ruled by the past. I'm so honored you're in my circle.
Hello, Trauma Healer Circle. I want to apologize, first of all, that it is the middle of July and I'm just now getting your first bonus episode for this month added to the member portal. I posted in the community forum earlier today about why things are so behind around here, and it's because ever since our last Circle Zoom call on the last Tuesday of June, our lives have just been so much crazier than usual. And it's been all good, but it's also just been like, I feel like I'm still coming up for air. So as soon as we finished our call for the circle in June, my brother, his wife, and their two girls came up to visit for 5 days for the 4th of July weekend. And so we were playing host and swimming and popping fireworks and taking my brother and his family to all of our favorite secret places where there are no tourists. And then on the same day my brother and his family left, my dad came from Texas to stay with us for just a few days. And unfortunately, the day that he arrived, which was Monday the, what day was that? Monday the 5th. Yeah, on Monday the 5th, my brother left, my dad arrived, and I got super sick that day. Actually, my kids and I both got really sick. We thought it was COVID. We had all of the symptoms of COVID, but it was not COVID. We tested. My brother's daughter also got it. They tested. She did not have COVID. And so it was just some crazy summer cold / upper respiratory thing that, if you can hear my voice sounds a bit nasally, that's why. I'm still recovering. I'm still coughing and coughing things up, and it's, you know, not fun to talk about. And it's not fun to talk either, to be honest with you. But I am thrilled about this episode for July. This is something that I get to tick off my podcast bucket list, and that is because I have Ashley Wood from Align Within, and she is here to give a reading of the Akashic Records specifically for the Trauma Healer Circle. So what does this mean? I am very new to learning about the Akashic Records. I have never actually gone into the Akashic Records for myself, but Ashley, thankfully, has a solution for that. She has a course called How to Read the Akashic Records with the Pinnacle that she has just redone, and she will teach us how to read our own Akashic Records and even start a business reading Akashic Records for people if that's something that we feel called to do. And so I am probably going to get her course so that I, mostly it's just for my own curiosity. But at the end of our interview, Ashley pointed out that in trauma coaching and helping people heal from trauma, it might be really helpful to be able to read their Akashic Records and find out what their higher self and their guides and God all have to say about what traumas they've been through in this life or in past lives. So that's something I'm definitely thinking about, and I will just wait and see how that sits in my spirit and do some meditation about it and some ceremony and just see if that's something I want to pursue. But to be really honest with you, I have like two other courses that I have bought and haven't even had the time to start yet because I was finishing Belief Beyond the Binary, and then I was sick, and then I had company, and whoo. So Anyway, just want to get grounded and centered here because this is such a great bonus episode for you. So before I dive in to this conversation with Ashley, where she's going to talk about what the Akashic Records are and then do an actual reading from the Akashic Records that is specifically for the Trauma Healer Circle, I wanted to share with you a couple of resources that I have that talk about the Akashic Records. The first is I have a tarot card deck. It's called the Work Your Light deck. It's one of my favorite decks. I will link to it below. I absolutely love this deck. And one of the cards in this deck is called Akasha. And so it talks about the Akashic Records, basically. And so here's what this Work Your Light guidebook says about Akasha. Akasha exists in the fifth dimension and the library of souls. All soul contracts, history, gifts, lessons, and more exist here. We each have access to this information of the past, present, and future and can tap into it at any time. While we have free will, there are also points on the timeline of our lives that are predestined or pre-planned. Soul contracts or agreements that were made before incarnating. It could be a company you chose to work for, a relationship you plan to have, or a person you agreed to mentor or help. Whatever it is, know that it is divinely guided and will not bypass you. And then it talks about taking note of your dreams, noticing any feelings or visions that you receive. And when we do that, we're tapping into the wisdom of the Akasha, and that is how we can receive information from our soul's records as to pretty much anything. I mean, I don't think that there's anything about our lives or our experiences or our emotions that's off limits in the Akashic Records. So with that said, I also want to bust out my book that I've recommended to y'all so many times, Michael Newton's Journey of Souls and Destiny of Souls. I will link to those below as well. In his second book, Destiny of Souls, he actually talks about the Akashic Records. So I will read to you from that. This is on page 52 of the book. This is just a brief mention of the Akashic Records, but I still think it's worth talking about. So, all souls from Earth quickly move into the bright light of the spirit world. This is talking about after death. This is a single ethereal space without zones or barriers around it. In the spirit world itself, all the so-called spaces or places available to the reincarnating soul are congruent. For instance, the Akashic Record traditions of Eastern thought don't appear to my subject as being on some fourth causal plane separate from other functional areas. My subjects call these records life books, which are stored in symbolic libraries that are seen adjacent to other spiritual places. So that's just a brief mention of the Akashic Records. And then Michael Newton discusses them a bit more in depth later in the book. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, here we go. So this is on page 152 of Destiny of Souls. Eastern philosophy holds that every thought, word, and deed from every lifetime in our past, along with every event in which we participated, is recorded in the Akashic Record. Possibilities of future events can also be seen with the help of the scribes. This is the scribes in the spirit world, not in this earthly plane. The word Akasha essentially means the essence of all universal memory that is recording every energy vibration of existence, rather like an audiovisual magnetic tape. I have discussed the connections of divine, immortal, and conscious memory, timeless places where we study missed opportunities, and our accountability for past actions is an example of those memory connections. People of the East have conceived that the substance of all events, past, present, and future, is preserved by containment within energy particles and then recovered in a sacred spiritual setting through vibrational alignments. I feel the whole concept of personal spiritual records for each of us did not originate in India or anywhere else on Earth. It began with our spiritual minds already having knowledge of these records between lives. I find it unsettling that certain aspects of recovered memory about spiritual libraries can be subverted by human belief systems, which are intended to frighten people. Within Eastern cultures, there are those who have been led to believe the life books are analogous to spiritual diaries that can be used as evidence against the soul. Visions of spiritual libraries are interpreted as scenes where cases are prepared as depositions against errant souls based upon their karmic records. A further step in this misguided belief system brings us to the dreaded tribunal for sentencing after testimony about the soul's shortcomings in the last life. Certain psychics claim they have privileged access to events of the future through Akashic records, and that by working exclusively with them, they can divert their followers from catastrophe. Human extravagance has no bounds when it comes to instilling fear. So again, there he's telling you sort of what the Akashic records are, that it's a spiritual library, and that in some traditions, which we might call binary belief systems, we could have our, Akashic records read, and what is discovered inside of our Akashic records could be used against us as like proof that we did bad things in a lifetime. And I don't personally believe that that's the case. Nothing in Michael Newton's research about life between lives supports this type of belief. And then also nothing from my guest today, Ashley Wood, supports this as well. So I think it's just another way that people try to instill fear, and they try to corrupt, spiritual learning and spiritual libraries and spiritual growth. So hopefully that gives you a little bit more of an understanding of what the Akashic records are. And Ashley explains them even further in this interview. And also, of course, if you are really interested in learning to read the Akashic records, you can purchase Ashley's course, How to Read the Akashic Records with the Pinnacle. And for the rest of the summer, you can save 30% off of that course with the code SUMMER. All caps, SUMMER. So I will link to that course as well in the show notes below. And with that said, I think that's all the preamble that I needed to give you today. So let's dive in. Hey, Ashley, so good to talk to you again.
Hi, Lindsay. I'm so happy to be here again with a more intimate group this time.
It feels yeah.
like a cozy little space.
Yeah. Welcome to the circle. So circle members, Ashley is here. She's from Align Within. She's the host of the Align podcast, and she is the one that we're talking about in our forum when we're talking about past lives. And you guys know that I follow her. I follow everything she does. I listen to her podcast, and she's an inspiration to me. So I'm honored that you're back, and also really excited that you're going to open the Akashic Records for the Trauma Healer Circle today. So so exciting. So before we dive into that, can you just tell the circle what the Akashic records are and why in the world you would want to open them?
Yes, absolutely. So the Akashic records are a complete metaphysical library of your entire soul history. Since you at the Trauma Healer Circle talk about past lives, you're already aware that your soul has had more experiences than just this one life. Your soul has had most likely like hundreds, maybe even thousands of different physical experiences. When we're talking about a linear timeline, you've had so many different experiences, but the Akashic records energetically record your emotions. And so every emotion you have ever felt, every emotion your soul has ever felt, not just in a physical human body, but any experience your soul has had where you can feel emotion, that has been recorded into your Akashic records. And when I say a library, I know some people like will mentally picture a book or like a bunch of books. I know there's that one movie, Interstellar, I think it's called. It's amazing. It's one of my favorite movies ever. And he, Matthew McConaughey is in this one scene that I think energetically looks like the Akashic records. Cause just like there's books and libraries everywhere, or he's like in this big library. But if you can think of an energetic space of this, it's not physical, it's a vibration. And when we think about like sound waves or radio waves or how we're communicating right now through the internet, they're waves. Like it's a frequency, it's a wave. And that wave stores your emotions, which are your energetic communication with the universe. And so why would you want to open the Akashic Records? Why would you want to gain access and insight to this information? It is infinite information on you, on your soul, on your life purpose, on your gifts, on your journey, on your healing, on your trauma, on your relationships, on your career, on anything and everything is in the Akashic Records. They are limitless. They completely transformed my life and also hundreds and hundreds of people around the world who have been my students and have taken our course, How to Read the Akashic Records with the Pinnacle. I get emails almost every day of this has changed my life, because you gain a deeper insight into yourself, into your soul, into just your entire history as to why you are the way you are, why your life is the way it is. Like, it's just, it is such deep wisdom in a simple, loving way of receiving, that your outlook on life is completely transformed. And the way that it changed my life is, one, I found my purpose through the Akashic Records, which is reading the Akashic Records and sharing them and teaching them. It really felt like a homecoming when I found my way back to them. And I say back as in I've used them in previous lives, and in this life, I found my way back to them. I learned how my soul desires expression, which are my gifts. And we all have gifts. Every single person listening here has unique gifts to share with the world. This is your soul expression, is your unique medicine. And we all have this. I learned my expression and how my soul desires to share my gifts. And then I learned how to put it into practice. And the thing is the records can be so incredibly actionable and tangible. Like, they don't exactly tell you what to do all the time when you enter them and you receive that guidance, which I haven't even said who the guidance comes from, but I'll get to that in a moment. But you can receive such clear advice. Like, I went in the records and I'm like, what do I do with this? I don't understand. You are to read the records. You are to give client readings. You are to teach this. You are to make this accessible. You are to modernize this. Do this, do this, do this, do this. Like, I was given clear steps on what to do, how to move through this. And so at that time, I didn't have a job. I was a brand new mom with a newborn baby, had no idea what I was going to do with my life, felt completely lost, but then started an Akashic Record reading practice because I knew within that I could do this, that it was my gift and talent, and that it was what I was designed to do. After reading the records for almost 700 people around the world in just 2 years, my husband and I launched a company. We took all the information that I learned, which is far more than I had ever learned in my life. Like, you don't learn this information on the soul, on energetics, on relationships, on trauma, on past lives. You don't learn this in university. You don't learn it in school. You don't learn it anywhere else. But when you enter that container with a client or even your own Akashic Records, it's profound. We designed courses and like launched our company, and it's absolutely incredible how they've changed my life. Now, for other people, our students, a lot of them have started their own Akashic Record reading practices, which we also teach how to start a business as an online Akashic Record reader. And others have taken the course and gone into their own records and used it for their own practice to completely like transform how they're living in their life and using the records in an entirely different way. Like, we have some real estate agents who use the records to open the properties, and like you can open Akashic Records for the land and to give information to people about houses. And we have a naturopath who uses the records to open the record, or uses this practice to open the records of her patients to understand the health a lot deeper. There are people who use the records to read for animals. Like, it's just amazing to me. We have actually a lot of graphic designers and interior designers, one fashion designer, a lot of people with art, a musician who use the records to open the records, use this practice to open the records before creating whatever it is they're going to create and just allow the frequency to flow through them. Like, it's infinite. And I know that was a really long answer, but It's just incredible. I mean,
oh, it's perfect.
Everyone should open the records. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's perfect. And so the records exist for even like groups of people, like communities.
Yes. So what's different about how I'm going to open them today? I'm not opening them for individual people in the circle. You need consent for that. So plus it would be entirely different. Like I'd be sitting down one-on-one with you and opening your records and gaining your soul history. How I'm opening the records for this circle today, or how I do for my podcast audience, or you can even open the records of like a forest or the world or a country. Like it's amazing. You're opening the records of that energetic collective, that energetic frequency of the people within the group. Now I have opened the records before. It was, you know, Wanderlust, that yoga company, at the beginning of 2020, when lives on Instagram were like all the rage and everyone was going live all the time. March, when we all went inside, we're like, what? I opened the records for Wanderlust, their online community. And although it was like I was opening for the energy, the frequency of that container of all those people, I was channeling through specific information for different people in the audience. Like I'm on an IG live and then all of a sudden someone messages, that's me. And then another person messages, that's me. And so it's really interesting how the energy works. I always just trust that whatever comes through is designed to come through. And on a soul level, when we're in this circle right now, and I'm going to open the records for this circle, if the highest self of someone in the circle or the highest self of everyone comes up, because remember, time and space doesn't exist in the energetic realms. So although we're recording this in advance, when you listen to it, it's the same time, it's the same energy. And so if your highest self is like, I'm into this, you're sitting here with me now, and a message might come through for you. It's so amazing how it works in that way.
So even if someone joins the circle a year from now and they go back and listen to this episode, it's just as relevant at that moment as it is today.
Oh yeah. It's timeless. It's timeless wisdom. I have gone back this year to the lesson from the records that I channel on our podcast from the beginning of the year. And they meant something to me then. And now I go back and listen to it and they mean something entirely different, but also the reflection of like looking at that and being like, that was channeled at that time. I didn't even realize it. Everything that I was going through at that time applies to this 100%. And it just gives a deeper meaning and a deeper understanding to that specific time. But then in that moment, when you're reading it, a deeper insight on yourself, and you're like, I'm learning so much more about myself right now, even though that happened like months ago or a year ago, I now can put all these pieces together because I understand the energy behind it.
That same thing actually happened when I was listening to your podcast. Back in April, I decided to scroll way back and listen to their lesson from the records from October of 2020. And it applied to me in April of 2021. Like,
yeah,
it was, you know, even though it had been 7 months prior, it was relevant to me on that day that I listened to it in April, even though you recorded it in October. So
I remember it was about walking into the dark and not being afraid of the dark. Is that when you sold your food blog?
No, that was when I started this podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. So you put the message out there. I was starting a podcast. I think I had just discovered your work because I had bought your past life course during Samhain. So you had already put that lesson from the records out there. And I was just brand new baby starting the Holistic Trauma Healing podcast. And what exists now is my whole new business. So, but I didn't listen to it until April, but it was like perfect. It perfectly described like what I was walking through, and it was really affirming and validating and helpful.
Love that. That's amazing. Yeah. We always receive exactly what we need at the time that we need it. Like everything is always on time.
Yeah.
That's why what makes me sad when people are like, I'm so behind in life, or I wish I had done this, or I wish I had done that. And it's like, no, in this present moment, everything is aligning exactly as it needs to. And we just need to trust the flow within that. And also push ourselves out of our comfort zone a little bit and take action on what's coming through, because these messages that we get through the line and the Akashic Records, they're not designed to keep us safe in a box. In this moment, you are presented with so many opportunities to allow that movement and that flow.
Yeah, we can't just sit and receive these messages and not take inspired action when we need to, right? Yeah. That's to me what that little push out of your comfort zone is. It's just that inspired action. Yeah. And that's what we talk about in my work. We talk about widening your window of tolerance and how, like, the more you just push yourself just to the edge or right past the edge of what feels comfortable, whether you're feeling into your body, your emotions, whatever it is that you're feeling, that we heal our nervous systems by just edging on that. And, you know, and then if we need to back off, we back off, but we're just like slowly widening that window of tolerance to what we can handle. And it helps us to be able to handle more. So I see it the same way with like inspired action. Whenever you read from the records, like the universe isn't going to really force you to like step further than you're willing to go. Although sometimes I think events happen in our lives and it's like, wow, the universe like really wanted me to move, you know, like not yeah. move physically, but like I really needed to take that step and like everything aligned so that that was the only choice I had in that moment, you know, or something like that. But anyway, so you open the records with a prayer. You call it the prayer of the new world. You never told us, where do these messages come from?
Oh yeah. Okay. I know you just said the universe, and yeah, I talk about the universe too. And like God in the Akashic Records, they are located in our universe, in our solar system. You can see them physically, their location. It is the star cluster, the Pleiades, which is in the constellation of Taurus. And here where we live in the Northern Hemisphere, it's a winter constellation. So it comes back. We're recording this right now in July, so it'll come back. I believe it's like the end of October, maybe mid-October. And then it's in the sky until I think I noticed, like this year, I noticed it was gone around May, June. I looked up one day and I was like, whoa, the sky is totally different. Where did all my winter constellations go? I hadn't paid attention to the cycle, and like I've watched the movement of it in the sky. But the fact that you can see this star cluster, and energetically, that's where everything is stored. It's essentially like the library, just goes to show how we are physical and energetic beings. Like it legitimizes it so much. Like we are physical beings. We can see these physical stars that yes, are 444.2 light years away, but we can still see them in the physical. But then we are also energetic beings, and energetically our soul history is stored there. If you've never looked at the Pleiades before, you can easily find a star like tracker, like an app on your phone for free. And then just look up at the sky and locate where the constellations are. And when you see the Pleiades, it's like, it literally is an activation, like just knowing that your soul history is there. It feels so, for me anyway, it feels like I'm seeing my home. Like it just is so like I'm home on earth, but there's such a connection. It's so beautiful. And so the information we receive from the Akashic Records comes from the Pleiades and the gatekeepers of the records, let's say, like the librarians are Pleiadian energy of the highest consciousness, the highest vibration, and they are the pinnacle. And the pinnacle are the energies that I channel and work with, but they're also the energies that control what information is released and shared within the records. Now, when you go into your own personal records, or if you are reading the Akashic Records for clients, you aren't necessarily going to hear from the pinnacle. Like my husband, for example, reads his own records and he's never seen the pinnacle, never heard them. He doesn't have that experience with them. He has different guides. You will have your own guides within the records that support you. Like you work with the cast. And so if you went in the records, you'd probably like feel the cast there. And that's really beautiful and wonderful. Our most important guide is our highest self. And so the highest self is the one who gives you the messages, guides you through it. Anyone else who's there for support, who's there to just encourage the reading, they're there just for that. Like the Akashic Records, when you open them, it focuses on you 100%. It's usually just you and your highest self. If you don't see any other guides, it's simply because they don't want to distract the attention away from you. It's not the type of reading where you go in and you're just sitting back and watching your guides, like put on a show for you. It's all for you. It's like the spotlight is on you. And so anyone who presents forward, any being, any guide in the records that presents forward, is there simply to support a message or encourage your understanding of a message. The information is coming from the pinnacle. Even if you never hear them, never see them, they're working like in tandem with your highest self. And the pinnacle, because they are, it's really interesting. I learned through them that in all these different stars and different like points in the universe, I'll use the Pleiades as an example. There's a levels of consciousness. So there's like a lower level consciousness, Pleiadian energy, and they're developing within themselves as star beings, as light beings. And the pinnacle are the highest level of consciousness, which I think is just so fascinating. They're like a step below God, obviously not God, not universe, not source, not creator, but a step below that in terms of vibration.
I love it. All right. Should we say the prayer of the new world and then?
Yes, because it's 144.
This always happens with us, Ashley.
I know. And the pinnacle communicate through fours. So
yeah, I know. Four is your favorite number.
It's one of them. Yeah. I feel like every number is my favorite number now, but four. I don't even know. Okay, let's do this.
Okay.
I'll have you be my timekeeper. They'll probably, like lately they're fast and furious and the messages are like 5 to 10 minutes long, but you can just interject at any point. Yeah. And I'll just openly channel whatever comes through. If there's a break of silence, there's a break of silence. If there's not, there's not. We'll just see.
Okay.
Okay, so everyone can actually join me if you wish, and if you're comfortable to place your feet flat on the floor, and you can close your eyes, prepare yourself to receive however this looks for you. For myself personally, I'm going to be taking a couple of deep breaths in and out. I'm going to imagine that my feet are rooted into the ground, like the roots of a tree, growing deep into the soil and connecting to the center of the earth. And that energy from the center of the earth is coming up through my body. You can imagine this for yourself as well, that it is grounding you, rooting you down to your connection, your history. That energy is moving up through the body. And then at the crown of your head, you're receiving universal light, love, illumination from above that is shining down over you. Like a beautiful spotlight, but also rolling down your body like rain. Touching every point, softening you, opening your heart, your energy, your awareness. As we prepare to open the records, we gather together in light, we gather together in love, we gather together in knowing the messages from above Through the Akashic Records, we understand our greatness. Through the Akashic Records, we understand our wisdom. Through the Akashic Records, we understand what's there. This prayer will help deliver us there. I wish to know the members of the Trauma Healer Circle in the light of the Akashic Records. Help me to see the members of the Trauma Healer Circle through the lights of the Akashic Records. Bring me to feel the members of the Trauma Healer Circle through the light of the Akashic Records. I wish to know the members of the Trauma Healer Circle in the light of the Akashic Records. Help me to see the members of the Trauma Healer Circle through the light of the Akashic Records. Bring me to feel the members of the Trauma Healer Circle through the light of the Akashic Records. And now the Akashic Records are open. Oh, it is so, so nice to have you here today. It's so nice to gather with you here today. It's as if this space has always been here, just waiting for you to arrive. And here you are, here you are, here you are, like the bird that's singing out the window right now that you might hear. Here you are being welcomed, you are being appreciated, you are being loved, you are being seen, you are being recognized. And so it's important for you to dig down into yourself as if you're opening a chest of wisdom, a chest of collections, a chest of history. And you got to get down to that very bottom corner, right down to that bottom corner. You may have to move some things around, shuffle around, move some different objects around within your own memory, within your own self, within your own knowing, within your own mental schedule, and get down into that corner, that deep, deep, deep down into that corner that just isn't getting enough love. There is a corner within you that is just not getting enough love, and you know exactly where that corner is. It's really easy to cover up. It's really easy to put something, to put something over top of that corner. It's really, really easy to avoid it, especially when it's a lot more comfortable to just close up that chest, close up that all that stuff and put it into the closet, because that feels neat and tidy. That feels like everything is organized and neat and tidy. And then you can look at the room, which is yourself, and think, I have cleaned everything up. It's neat and tidy. But you know that there's that corner deep down within that you're neglecting, you're ignoring. For some strange reason, you're neglecting and ignoring it, because when you think of it in terms of a visual and you actually see the room and then you see going into that closet and you see opening that chest and you see digging right down to that corner, it's no big deal. It's no big deal, is it? There's nothing to fear there. And yet for some reason, humans are afraid of those corners. We don't understand that, but that's completely fine. We're here to show you and shine a light on those corners and tell you that it's fine. That being said, in these moments that you dig down to those corners, make sure to make yourself comfortable. Get into a nice cozy chair. The way that I'm seeing it is like a rocking chair in the corner of a room, and it's nice and cozy. And you might want to light a candle and make yourself a cup of tea. And get into a space where you're actually loving yourself and paying attention to yourself and giving yourself the time. Clear away that mental schedule. Clear away all those distractions, because those are just clouding in front of you. You can't actually get down to that corner until you give yourself the mental time, the emotional time. You must give yourself that mental, emotional time. And when you actually do, all of a sudden, it seems a lot easier. You may still be afraid, but it's okay. It's okay. You always know that corner is there, and you always know that it really requires your attention and your focus. And so we encourage you to get down into that corner today and dust away the cobwebs and ask yourself, what is it that you're hiding from? You know what it is you're hiding from. You know, because we whisper it in your ear every day. You're receiving these whispers, you know, but it's a lot easier to shush it away. But when you're shushing it away over and over and over, it's only going to hurt a little more every time. You know this. You know that it hurts a little bit more every time, because that corner becomes darker. It becomes darker and more neglected. And the more neglected that it is, the more hollow it feels within you. That corner may be large, but it also may be really, really microscopically small, but you still know that it's being neglected. And so receive these whispers. Allow them to come through. Allow them to sing to you and soothe you, so that you know that this is okay. You are protected. It is gentle. You are okay. You're simply cleaning out a room. Do you see this? You're just cleaning out a room. I'm distracted now because my daughter is playing her recorder on the other side of the wall.
It's totally okay.
You realize that a butterfly, and we know there's always a butterfly analogy in terms of transformation. It's always about the butterflies. But the thing is the butterflies come out of the dark. Have you ever thought of it that way? It's not just that a butterfly goes into a cocoon, turns into mush, and then breaks free. They're in the dark for a long, long time. That cocoon, there is no light. There's a little bit of sunlight that shines right through because it's a slightly transparent, but they're in the darkness. And so the next time you think of transformation as that way, don't skip to the part of being the beautiful butterfly. Think about that space within the darkness. That space that may be a little cramped and it may be a little uncomfortable, but it is absolutely necessary to move through, absolutely imperative to move through. And think of these subtle, soft whispers like the light, the sunlight that is shining through the transparency of this cocoon, showing you that there is another side. There is another side. You know that you're breaking through of this. You know because you're guided. That light is showing you. That light is showing you that you're guided. You must allow the process. Allow the process. I really see this room so clearly. I don't know if it's your house, Lindsay, or if it's someone else's house, but like there's a window and it's a corner and there's a rocking chair right there. And I feel like there's like a crocheted blanket and there's a picture on the wall right here and there's a window and it snows because wherever it is, I'm seeing the winter and it's snowing. And it looks like this is an older house too, like maybe 1920, 1930, because there's hardwood and there's wood, what's that called again on the base? Trim, I don't know what the word is. And I just see like rocking in a rocking chair with this like cup of tea, this person, and this person is almost like transforming. I see them aging. I see them as young and then getting older and older and older. And it's a woman. And then I see her as an elderly woman. And this elderly woman sits in this chair every day. And maybe this is just a metaphor as well, because by the time she's quite a bit older, she realizes she's never actually gone into that dark corner. But the pinnacle are sharing, and what they want you to know is that it's never too late. It's never too late. That's also why they're showing me this visual, is that it's never too late. It's never too late to move into that space. It's never too late to do this healing. It's never too late to clean out this room. It's never too late to look at yourself in a much deeper way. Trust this process and trust the timeline. And whenever you feel called to, that timeline is divine. And now for some reason, I'm seeing ducklings. Why are these ducklings here? I just see like a road and then these little ducklings following their mother and they're going into a pond. It's something about following the leader, understanding that you're brought up to be taught to follow the leader. You're taught to follow the leader. When you're a small little duckling, you're taught to follow the leader. This is the order of things. This is how things are taken care of. This is how children are raised. Follow the leader. But there comes a time where you break free of that. And this is the time. This is the time where you break free of following the leader. And I'm not the leader here, they say, like myself. You're not the leader, Lindsay. We're all the leaders of ourselves. And so it's important to know within yourself that no one can tell you exactly how to do this. You can be given a structure. You can be given a guideline. You can be given a template. Like I actually like see like a PDF template on step-by-step of what to do. But you need to become your own leader. That's also part of going down into this corner, is you need to become your own leader. Absolutely, you have support. Absolutely, you have that mother duck in front of you telling you it's okay and taking you into her wings and giving you a big hug and making you feel all warm and cozy. But you need to become your own leader. That's the only way that you'll move through this, is becoming your own leader. No one can do this for you. You must do it for yourself, but also know that you have come into this life on your own and you will exit life on your own. And so you are a lot more powerful and capable independently than you even give yourself credit for. Interestingly enough, I'm seeing a blimp from like way back in the time when flight was first designed. And they're saying back then people thought this was crazy. They thought this was crazy. What a crazy thing to do, to design this flight. to design this project, to think of this mind, to allow this mind to just move beyond, to be your own leader. And now it is so normal. And so when you step back from actual physical things and physical inventions and start to think of your own process within yourself and what you're capable of, your own energy and your own growth and your own expansion within yourself, it's not so crazy, is it? This isn't to say, look back into history and see what has been done and apply that to what you can do. This is to say, to look at yourself as limitless, because you are. Energy holds no form, no bounds. Energy is limitless and you are energy. Okay. I give gratitude. I don't even remember the closing prayer right now, and I channeled it myself. I give gratitude to myself for entering the records. I give gratitude to the pinnacle for lighting the way. I give gratitude to the space for the comfort and love. I give gratitude to my highest self and the highest self of the members of the Healing Trauma Circle and the highest self of Lindsay for leading us here. The records are now closed. Amen. The records are now closed. Amen. The records are now closed. Amen.
Amen. Who?
Amen.
Wow. That was great. It wasn't my house that you saw, but who knows?
It was like I was in someone's house.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know whose house.
Yeah.
I don't travel in the records.
Yeah.
No. I'm interested to hear if anyone in your circle does.
Yeah, me too. Definitely. Me too. Wow. That's really validating for me, particularly the part about following the leader, that you're your own leader. Because all of my work is about pointing people back to themselves, to trust themselves. So that requires not following a leader.
Yeah.
And I tell them all the time, I am not your leader. I have created this container, but I'm not your leader. So, and also the blimp. Blimps have no significance for me, but the part where it was like, blimps were a crazy harebrained idea. One day, like, people were just like, this is bonkers, you know, like, really, you're going to put like a giant balloon in the air and people are going to ride in it, like, honestly. And yeah, I feel that way about holistic trauma healing sometimes. I feel like people are just like, this is bonkers. You don't have letters behind your name. You're not a therapist. You don't know what you're doing. This isn't going to work. And I feel like it's totally going to fucking work.
Yeah.
So yeah. That was amazing, Ashley. I know you have to go. Is there anything else that you want my circle members to know before you leave us today?
Yes, if you are inspired to learn how to read the records for yourself, or to create an online business, or just to see what's in your records and develop a practice, we have a course called How to Read the Akashic Records with the Pinnacle that divinely timed was relaunched today. It's the 12th. I'm like, what's the day? I have to look at my phone. On July 12th, we relaunched it today. It's been completely redone with a 40-page ebook, like, so much information, videos. There's a group online that you become a part of with over 600 people in the group that you can practice readings on and share information with. And like, it is such a packed course with, I just love the relaunch of it because it really is 2021 and beyond soul sovereign information. Like, before, the way that I taught it is exactly how it came through for me to teach it. And there were rigid rules. And that's not how we live anymore. As they just said, you are your own leader. And so a lot of these rules have been taken away and replaced with different guidelines as opposed to rules. Like, they're guidelines to follow with your own intention. And following them, of course, deepens your practice and your connection. But there's a real focus on intention, which I really love. And the course itself, it used to be really focused specifically on your client and like client readings, but the way that it's been redesigned is it's like 50-50 focus on yourself and your own practice and your own healing and your own work within the records, and then the other 50% on the client. And there's a huge section on building your own business and like literally every template you could ever imagine, from how to structure appointments to terms and conditions. Like, I've written it all for you. So you just have to copy and paste it and put it in your website. All the hours of work that I did of like, how do I do this? I don't know. I've done it for you. So it's super easy. And we're offering 30% off with a discount, or 30% off discount with the code SUMMER at checkout. So it's exciting.
I got to get my hands on that.
Yeah.
Seriously. That's amazing. Well, thank you.
It'd be really, sorry, I just got excited. I'm like, it'd be really cool if you opened like records for people for trauma healing. Like, you understand the root of the trauma and where it came from. And it's like, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And you know, a word on, sorry, what you said, you don't have letters behind your name or anything. Like, that's external validation. Mm-hmm. And people before have said to me too, like, well, you're not a certified Akashic record reader. You're self-taught. I'm like, well, no, I'm soul taught. Like, this is my purpose. I don't need someone to teach me because my soul knows it. I just stepped into it. And we need to respect that a lot more within people. And so you don't need those letters behind your name. You're soul taught.
Heck yeah, I am. And like, I've lived a lot of lifetimes that have taught me all of this too. So yeah, totally. No, I think you're right. I think I need to learn how to read the Akashic records for people who are dealing with healing trauma.
It's deep. And like, it can get, one of the guidelines that I'm like really, really serious about is telling people exactly as it is, that it comes through the records, and it can get dark. And like, as a reader, it's like, oh my gosh, I have to say this. Like, I mean, it's beautiful. It's a place of love. It's a place of knowing. It's a place of neutrality in terms of the vibration of how the energy comes through. But I've had clients where it's come through about like abuse and rape and trauma and like past life stuff and this life stuff and bringing up suppressed memories from childhood that they didn't remember of abuse, and like being like, I see this happening, and having a, as a reader, a hard time sharing it. But then the client on the other side is like in tears being like, I knew it. I knew it. And it's like this like shattering moment of confirmation and clarity. And then that's where the healing really begins. And it's all energetically stored within us. And it's like, I'm not taking this information from anywhere but you. I'm just helping you bring it up to the surface. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it could be really transformational for you.
Ooh, that's amazing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, as a projector, I accept the invitation to learn. Thank you so much. And Ashley, I just tell you what, I'm watching this on a screen, which my listeners will not be seeing what's happening, but it's kind of amazing to watch how you transform from talking like Ashley to channeling what the Pentacle are saying.
Really?
Yeah. You're like, your facial expressions change. Like, you move a lot with your body. I heard the rhyminess. Like, I know the Pentacle likes to rhyme. There was some rhyming in there, but it was, it's definitely like, she's not just making this up. It's coming from somewhere. So there's a definite like energy shift whenever you go into it that I've never witnessed, because I've only ever heard you talk about it on your podcast before. So I'm honored to have witnessed it.
I was just thinking that I need to be doing that on Instagram and like giving people that. And I think that I might, the last time we talked on the podcast, a whole book idea came through for me. So now I think you've given me another inspiration to do that. I get very vulnerable doing that, because I'm like, what if it makes me feel vulnerable. But at the same time, I've channeled like that in front of, at this point, thousands and thousands of people, like on Instagram lives and in person before the world changed. And I think I need to get back to that. This was really important. And I heard that subconsciously when I opened the records too. So we all get messages. We all get messages.
Like, yeah.
Pushing out of the comfort zone. That's my corner.
Yeah. That's a corner. Ooh. Okay. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me again, Lindsay, and everyone listening. It's a true honor. Thank you.